Welcome to Podcast Name, where we navigate the fast-paced world of business in English, providing valuable insights, expert interviews, and practical tips to help you thrive in today's global marketplace. In recent Foxconn news, the renowned founder and billionaire Terry Gou has sent a shockwave through the business world with his decision to step down from the company's board. His new pursuit? Running for the presidency of Taiwan. Currently the largest shareholder of the world's biggest iPhone maker, Gou has proven his willingness to venture into new ambitious objectives. Taking an unexpected step into politics, Gou revealed his intention to run for the presidency while announcing his board resignation from Foxconn. His move has triggered curiosity and sparked intrigue, as he presents himself as an independent candidate for Taiwan's top office, offering an alternative for Taiwanese voters. This significant move not only implies a directional change for Foxconn, but could also reshape Taiwan's political environment. By resigning from the board, Gou exemplifies his full commitment to the presidential campaign, where he is prepared to bring his considerable business wisdom and experience into the world of Taiwanese politics. Gou's resignation has undeniably raised queries over the future direction of Foxconn. It is, however, important to note that a robust management structure is already in place in Foxconn, guaranteeing continual smooth operations amidst this transition. Through his presidential bid, it is clear that Gou harbors visions beyond technology and manufacturing, marking the advent of a new epoch for both Foxconn and Taiwan. Gou's move is a clear intent to leave a lasting imprint on the Taiwanese political landscape. As this fascinating development unfolds, we will keenly monitor Terry Gou's campaign and Foxconn's future. Keep an eye out for further updates on this exciting story. In the recent news from Harrods, we mourn the sad demise of Mohammed Al-Fayed, the iconic Egyptian billionaire, renowned tycoon, and the former owner of a variety of institutions including Harrods and Fulham FC. A prominent figure in the business world, Al-Fayed was 94 years old at the time of his passing. Al-Fayed was also known globally as the father of Dodi Al-Fayed, who tragically died in a car crash in 1997 with Princess Diana, an incident that sent shockwaves around the world and remains ingrained in public memory. Also noteworthy is Al-Fayed's indelible impact on Harrods. His ownership was transformative, turning the iconic department store into a world-renowned luxury destination. His entrepreneurial spirit and undying dedication led to the creation of an unrivaled shopping experience at Harrods. The news of Al-Fayed's passing calls for a moment of reflection and an opportunity to recognize and honor his extraordinary contributions to the business world, particularly his instrumental role in molding Harrods into the globally admired institution it is now. Our deepest condolences and thoughts are with the Al-Fayed family and everyone who has been touched by his loss. In the latest news, Ukrainian tycoon Ihor Kolomoisky has been detained on suspicion of fraud and money laundering. This significant step is part of an intensified crackdown on corruption within Ukraine, marking the government's firm stance that no one, regardless of their wealth and status, is exempt from the law. Kolomoisky, a powerful figure in Ukrainian business and politics, carries vast influence and has been a prominent player in various sectors of the country's economy. This high-profile case is viewed as an essential move in the ongoing battle against corruption, serving as a statement of the government's commitment to hold those exploiting their power accountable. Charged with fraud and money laundering, the specifics of the case against Kolomoisky are yet to be revealed. However, it is suspected to involve substantial sums of money. Authorities are diligently carrying out investigations to uncover the full extent of Kolomoisky's alleged illicit activities. As this notable case unfolds, it could potentially impact Ukraine's political and economic landscape. Stay tuned for further developments and updates on the proceedings. And that concludes our discussion on the world of business, where we delved into the intricacies of entrepreneurship, leadership, and the ever-changing landscape of the corporate world. Thank you for joining us today.